Down in, speaking of being down in Nashville, there's something down there called the Holler and Swaller. Should we do a Holler and Swaller? Do you guys know what that is?
You're going to give me a beer?
It's real.
Do it with water. Water and Swaller?
Yeah. It's real simple. It's real dumb, but it's real simple. Basically, anytime anybody up here yells Holler and Swaller, you got to be on your toes. And you raise your drink up in the hand, in your air. You give us your best. And we all just take a drink together. That's it. Should we practice one? Holler and Swaller. It's gonna be fun.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, several years ago, this was during not the last presidential election, but the one before it, I got in a room with my buddy Andy Will. So, as a songwriter in Nashville, I'll just kind of tell you real quick. You basically just have other songwriters on your calendar every day, and you show up. Sometimes you know them, sometimes you've never met them before. And you just get together in a room, you kind of small talk for a little bit, and then you start throwing ideas out. And sometimes it's like a melody, sometimes it's a lyric, or just a hook. And in country music, the hook is pretty much always the last line of the chorus, right? And anyway, it was during the second to last presidential election. If you remember back then, America was pretty at each other. I mean, it was pretty heated on Facebook and everything. And my buddy Andy Will said, he's like, well, I do have this idea. Kind of given the current social climate, it's called Amber Waves of Grain. And I was like, man, that's a song already. But he was like, no, man, I mean, like, if you raise your beer up in the air, like, and you wave it, it's like Amber Waves of Grain. And he's like, I think we could make a patriotic song about drinking. And I was like, that's awesome. So we wrote this song about two of our favorite things, which is drinking beer and America. You with me? Got towns to the big cities on the coast, from the six lane highways to those old dirt roads. We're from different walks of life, but at the end of the day, when we wanna unwind, we're really all the same. All red or yellow, black or white, we're just red and white and blue inside. If you see the shining sea, anywhere you go, you're gonna find some Milwaukee wheat held up on a Saturday night. A hometown crowd singing live at Freedom Land. Oh, bunch of long-necked bottles full of 12 fluid ounces split over our heads while we make some American amber waves of grain. Sometimes we get divided, but it ain't how it has to be. Cause sometimes we can lift each other higher than Purple Mountain Majesty. Put the us in the USA over some cold and light American mates. If you see the shining sea, anywhere you go, you're gonna find some Milwaukee wheat held up on a Saturday night. A hometown crowd singing live at Freedom Land. Bunch of long-necked bottles holding 12 fluid ounces swaying over our heads while we make some American and Louisiana.
Get them beers up.
So let's raise them up higher than a July firework in a spacious sky. Yeah, if you see the shining sea, Golden Gate to Lady Liberty. Yeah, if you see the shining sea, anywhere you go, you're gonna find some Milwaukee wheat held up on a Saturday night. A Kansas crowd singing loud at Freedom Land. Swing over our kids while we make some American amber waves of grain. God bless America. Woo! My buddies Wyatt McCubbin and Adam Hood down there in Alabama. See how it goes. It's called Drinking My Weight in Beer today.
You should tell them, Nick, that was on a riding trip, right?
Yeah.
Me and you were in, we were in Andalusia, Alabama. This guy invited us to go write songs and hunt deer in Alabama. And Nick and I both grew up in Northeast Kansas, so we've seen big deer, you know? And we get to Alabama, and we get out there, and the guy was like, shoot that buck, that's a nice one.
It's like a fox with antlers.
I said, is that a dog? Like, what kind of dog is that? Like, that isn't even a full-grown dog. So we just went back, and we drank beer and wrote songs and let them kill the dogs with antlers.
Anyway, beer drinking song.
Week's done and the bills are paid. The grass is mown and the money's made. Ain't got anything better to do. So I bought a bag of ice and a cheap igloo. I'm drinking my weight in beer today. Drinking my weight in beer today. Drinking my weight in beer today. Love a man who's tall and thin, but I'm trying to find a way to be to a hen. I'm working my ass off drinking this much. Stepped on the scale and the thing said drunk. I'm drinking my weight in beer today. My weight in beer today. Drinking my weight in beer today. Probably oughta hit the baby. Just looked at my watch. It's 9 a.m. I'm drinking my weight in beer today. Drinking my weight in beer today. Drinking my weight in beer today. All day. Yeah, I'm drinking my weight in beer today. Drinking my weight in beer today.
Thank you.
His family ran a timber company that they milled a bunch of timber. And we get down there and we didn't realize that his family milled 250,000 acres of timber. And they're like, well, you're buying. From the low end out on me. There we go. Sorry about that.
From a town like this, ain't much that you can't prove with a reason and two good fists. Tell yourself you're gonna get out, but you don't know quite how. There ain't too many roads leading out of a map dot town. Around here you wear your last name like a tattoo on your arm. You inherit a reputation, sometimes a farm. You sweat until you bleed, you plant until it grows. You bow your head and pray, cause the good Lord only knows. The sun's gonna come up, sun's gonna go down. Some are gonna die young, some are gonna stick around. Some are gonna get drunk, some are gonna get out. Some are gonna end up in a map dot town. Well, my buddy married Marianne, she gave him a son. Yeah, he cried a little when she told him she was done. Now he sends them birthday cards down to Tulsa every year, but the only time his baby sees him is when that boy looks in the mirror. Sun's gonna come up, sun's gonna go down. Some are gonna die young, some are gonna stick around. Some are gonna get drunk, some are gonna get out. Some are gonna end up in a map dot town. Someday they're gonna bury me, put my name in stone. At least I didn't get too far, but I'll always know I'm home. At least I got a home. Sun's gonna come up, sun's gonna go down. Some are gonna die young, some are gonna stick around. Some are gonna get drunk, some are gonna get out. And some are gonna end up in a map dot town.
Yeah, buddy, what a song.
Woo!
Thank you.
So I moved to Nashville, 2009. And I'm from Southern Illinois originally, and I was kind of brought up to do the practical thing, like go get your degree and everything, and music is a, you know, music is your plan B kind of thing. And I did that, and I went and got my master's degree in speech language pathology. Anybody? Yeah, exactly. And but I met my wife in that program, and I was in and out of bands a lot where I was from, and they just were always falling apart. And I always wanted to be a songwriter, but I kind of felt like it was a pipe dream, like. That stuff doesn't really happen. People don't really get to just be songwriters. And so I never really wanted to move to Nashville and take the leap and try to chase that dream. But my wife, my then fiance, convinced me that we should try it. And we got married, moved down there the next day, actually. And since then, we've had three little ones, 8, 6, and 4 years old. And she's played the role of single mom a lot of nights while I've been out trying to make things happen. And anyway, last year I signed my first publishing deal with Seagale Music, and my wife had always been at me to write a song about her, and I was like, you can't just make me do that. I can't just do that, but I finally did. And I don't write a lot of songs from a personal place, but this one definitely was, and this is all about her, and it's really just sort of paying homage to that old adage that behind every successful man is a woman. Am I right? Am I right, fellas? Sleeping on the couch tonight? Anyway, so I finally broke down and wrote this song, and wouldn't you know, she was right again. It ended up being my first major cut with Granger Smith on his last record, Country Things. The song's called Man Made.
The skyscraper. Record player, Kentucky 80 proof.
telephone, the radio, the footprints on the lawn, the plane, the car, and all the parts that make the light bulb shine. There's a lot of things that some man made, but one reason why. Cause all those boys wanna grow up to make our mamas proud, find that girl that lifts us up when life gets us down. But how did a guy do it anything right? There's a woman's work in hand. And if a man made anything, it's cause a woman made that man. I bet the money that a man made the wheel, so he could drive a girl around and get stuck in some field. You can't convince me that Da Vinci would be as famous as he is if Mona Lisa didn't smile at him the way she did. Yeah, all those boys wanna go up and pick our mama's proud. Find that girl that lifts us up when life gets us down. How did a guy do it anything right? There's a woman's work in hand. If a man made anything, it's cause a woman made it man. There are reasons why and reasons how we do the things we do. The money on a mind without a doubt for you. So those boys wanna grow up to make our mamas proud. Find that girl that sits up when life gets us down. But how did a guy do it anything right? There's a woman's work in hand. And if a man made it a thing, that's good. A woman made it a thing. If a man made it a thing, that's good. A woman, you're a woman made it a thing.
Eric and Brett both did move to Nashville with the dream and thought they had something to say. That was kind of me. I've been bugging Eric on Instagram back in college, just trying to get some insight on the industry, I guess. Just trying to learn it, and thought that that's what I might want to do someday, and a string of events led me to believe that was the only thing that God put me on this earth for. So that's why I moved to Nashville, and Eric's been really good to me. I can't wait to hang out with you, Brett, some more and try it. But anyways, the most thing I'm proud of, I guess, is where I'm from and all the things I've done in life, and the little things people might think are cool, something to be proud of. But I'm proud of where I'm from. I'm proud to be here from Kansas, and that sucks being in Nashville, knowing that you can't go catch bass in the morning and can't go check your deer cams and all that. But anyways, this song called Kinda Like Kansas. Hope you like it. Barstool stranger stuck in Cleveland for a night, waiting on the weather, catching AM runway ride. Couple drinks and laughs before I ask about every way back. You just rolled your eyes, said you'd buy the next round if I get. That's a bit. You probably spent some time in California, and that sun sure kissed your skin. Caught a couple of y'all since we've been talking.
sound a lot like Charleston. Those boots, yeah, Austin. Smile says Georgia. Palm tree, wrist tattoo screams Florida. And I can see forever in your eyes like a blue sky canvas. Kinda like Kansas. Turn to the bartender and order me whiskey on ice. Ain't it kind of funny when you ain't looking what you'll find? 'Cause I sure lie. Girl, you spent some time in California. That sun kissed on her skin. She's got them yards when she gets to talk. I sound a lot like Charleston. Her boots, yeah, Austin. Smile says Georgia. Palm tree, wrist tattoo screams Florida. And I can see forever in her eyes like a blue sky candle. It kind of like Kansas. It kind of like Kansas. You can call it lucky. Right place, right time, but all I know is I guess right, I guess right. She probably spent some time in California. That sun sure kissed your skin, and those yaws when you get to talk. They sound a lot like Charleston. Those boots, yeah, Austin. Smile says Jordan. Palm tree, wrist tattoo screams Florida. And I can see forever in your eyes like a blue sky canvas. Oh, I can see forever in your eyes like a blue sky canvas. Kinda like Kansas. You kinda like Kansas.
Said we were just going to wing it tonight. We were going to rehearse, and then I knew what caliber harmonica player Dick is, and I said, you don't need to rehearse anything that we play because all of our country songs are much simpler than the jazz tunes that you're playing in Colorado on harmonica.
So we drank beer in a truck instead.
It should be our next song. We drank beer in a truck.
So, yeah. It was in part, though, right?
Yeah, in part. But I want to thank you for being here, Dick, and thanks for accompanying us. And I truly enjoyed hearing what you do. There's a rumor that you were driving a Harley through the parade too yesterday. So, what'd you guys clock him at? Was he obeying the speed limit on Main Street, or did he get a little fast? 2 mile an hour. I guess we'll let you slide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time we're gonna write you a ticket. And this is fun. I love coming back home and playing. I hope you guys are having fun. This is what I love. The main thing I love about it is bringing a friend like Brett, who's never been to where I'm from, out to the farm and to meet my family, my mom and dad, and go ride around and see where I grew up. And, you know, and we did that today, and I think you probably know a lot more about me by knowing more about everybody out here, because that's what I'm writing about.
Y'all my people!
Guitar's in tune, because I really care about you people out there, too. My people.
Holler and swaller. Woo! I caught you sleeping.
Dude, I would buy a lot of beer in my hand.
I'm sure that we can figure something out.
Could y'all move that beer tent, like,
yeah, right here?
Here.
Right up here.
Give me a motherfucking beer and I'll do it.
I'm just going to call this.
I don't think I'm supposed to be doing it.
tune into some, been really into sitar Indian music lately, so.
Heck yeah.
Don't fall asleep.
How you doing?
It is.
Sure, I'd love a beer. If I say no, I don't get one, right?
Thank you, sir. That's the real star of the show tonight, right there.
Do you want me to give you a
backing card? Are you sure?
I don't think it's going to feed back. Speaking of writing about where I'm from, I had a verse about growing up in Muskota. We'd go down to the river and we would always, that was kind of our, that felt like the edge of the world as a little kid, that we got to walk down to the Delaware River and kind of figure out who we were and get to that water and be, I don't know, I don't even know how old it was, probably 8 years old going down there, 9 years old, somewhere around there.
Yeah,
Luke Liggett, Adam Postma, Trevor Smith, and Nate Smith, and a bunch of other guys. The Muskota rats coming to get you.
Oh my God, those.
But we would we'd sit there and just kind of throw things off the bridge and watch bottles break and just boy stuff like that. And so I wrote this verse about that, and then there was a guy that was coming into town from North Carolina that wanted to start writing songs and being an artist. And he sent me a message on Instagram and asked me if I'd write with him, and I brought that verse in, and his name ended up being Luke Combs. And 4 years later,
what was his last name again?
I can't remember. I think it's Luke Combs. And when he's singing this song to 20,000 people a night, I'm thinking about Muskota, Kansas. So that's pretty freaking cool. Just river kids picking out stones like David did, watching them long necks break off a freight train bridge. We went to church in a Detroit car. Our daddies drank draft at the local bar with an aching back just like old granddad did. We like cold cake beer, fixing up trucks, old bird dogs, and a woman we love. Maxwell House steaming out of a coffee cup. We say our prayers, send them to the sky. Bust our backs, barely getting by. Carolina, California, up to Illinois. Even you, Brett, there's a guys like us, blue collar boys. Paint peeling off a picket fence, the rust stains covering a craftsman ranch. If the sun's coming up, you can bet we're clocking in. Cash off paycheck to daybreak and do it again. We like cold cake beer, fixing up trucks, old bird dogs, and a woman we love. Maxwell half steaming out of a coffee cup. We say our prayers, send them to the sky. Bust our backs, barely getting by. Carolina, California, up to Illinois. Yeah, there's guys like us, blue collar boys. We're the wind behind the stars and stripes in old Levi's. We like cold cake beer, fixing up trucks, old bird dogs, and the woman we love. Maxwell House steaming out of a coffee cup. We say our prayers, send them to the sky. Bust our backs, barely getting by. Carolina, California, up to Illinois. Yeah, there's guys like us. Yeah, there's guys like us. Blue collar boys.
I was just going for a buzz, but now I'm going to move straight into can't remember the lyrics to my songs. Which is fine. We're all having a good time, right? Holler, swaller. Come on. Woo! I wasn't going to play this song, but now that I got two beers ahead of me, let's sing another song about drinking. Why not? Y'all probably know me best from Right Now, but this song did some stuff for me a few years ago. It actually, this is a song strictly about drinking. That's all it's about. And it won the John Lennon Songwriting Contest, which is this like international contest. We won like 20 grand and all this like gear, and we couldn't believe it. Like, it was up against all these like very beautiful songs, and the song's literally just about getting tanked.
Imagine the tall boys.
Exactly. It's easy if you try. This song's about not really needing a reason to drink. Grab that lawn chair. Feel that giddy up with ready eyes. Let's go somewhere where there's water and sunshine. Don't need no special occasion to make today a vacation. We'll have a koozie cup, cold, warm whiskey, sip and sing along. Jose, till that worm is gone. Come on. It's an alcohol day. It's a good time to take. The day off of the calendar, celebrated like we're firing off the 4th of July. It's an alcohol day. Alcohol day. We'll hit that Dollar Tree. Pour some sunscreen in this kind of shades. On our way to Bean. Chasing down a little buzz by a riverbank. Don't need no special occasion to make today a vacation. We'll have a flippy cup and empty crushing chugger looking like it's nothing. Twist the top and pour me something strong. This an alcohol day. It's a good time to say. The day after the calendar to celebrate like we're firing on that 4th of July. That's right. This an alcohol day. Alcohol day. Get it.
Take it, Colorado.
It's an alcohol day. It's a good time to take. A day after the calendar, celebrate it like a firing off the
floor. We see who's drinking.
It's an alcohol. Is everybody having a good time? Is this an alcohol day? Alcohol day?
Follow me on Instagram and Facebook right now. Brett Shiroki.
Excuse me, there is a message.
Good luck spelling that. We're going to have merch available afterwards, right?
We are, yeah.
If you buy one of my t-shirts, you'll never forget how to spell my name. Problem solved.
Yeah, we'll be hanging out after the show just to say hey and come on up afterwards. Nick, you got merch too?
I got one hat, but I left it at home.
You got one hat? Nick brought one hat and a mustache if anybody wants to buy that.
Man, I got trimmers. I can sell my mustache.
How much is a Mustang? What's that going to cost them? A
couple beers.
Well, Jeff Hoffman that booked us here at the Atchison County Fair Board is an auctioneer, so maybe.
Okay.
What do you think you can get that up to? Maybe trade it for a four-wheeler or something? Even trade mustache for a four-wheeler?
Yeah. What you got? Pretty weak, pretty weak.
I like it.
It's very 90s. Song is called Local for a Little While. I can hear a tiki torch flickering in the breeze. I can taste the salt in the air, feel the sand on my feet. And somewhere in my head is a guy I'd rather be instead. I'm on the Dead Sea's blue and all these blue jean blues. I'm gonna turn the world off and watch the sunset sink with a smile. Might even change my name. I'll be living like a castaway. I'm gonna find a beach bar and be local for a little while.
Come on.
I wanna go to Cancun now. Keys, maybe.
For a second, I thought his entire
team colors. Waist deep, humming some, still humming song. I want to be just another dollar bill stuck to the wall. You know, no matter where I'm from, I think you know where I'm coming from. I'm on a Dead Sea's blues and all these blue jean blues. I'm gonna turn the world off and watch the sunset sink with a smile. Might even change my name. I'll be living like a castaway. I wanna find a beach bar and be a local for a little while.
I was wondering what that was. What?
I'm just what the hell? Yeah, I can hear the TV torch flickering in the breeze.
Yeah, for some reason it's overheating.
I can taste salt in the air, feel the sand on my feet.
Ow. Yeah, so I have to let this cool off before I put it back in my pocket.
Thank you. Heard whenever I get it done. I have a good friend here named Susan Buck. She came to see us tonight, and she painted all of the paintings that were ended up being my album covers, and she is one of my favorite painters in the world. So can we give her a round of applause just for being here and for what she does? Without that imagery, I don't think anyone would have wanted to pick that record up to listen to it to know there might be something they liked on the inside, and I can't thank you enough for that, Susan. So. I'm glad you're here tonight. And she painted the new record too, which isn't out yet because I didn't want to record an album in a mask. But we're going to get it recorded, and it's just kind of about just being out on the road and just chasing your dream and feeling a little alone sometime out on the road. And wrote it with John Randall, and we just sat there and couldn't think of anything that day till his dog jumped up on the couch, and I asked him about his dog, and he said he's a stray dog that just showed up at the house, so they adopted him. And so we started a song called Stray Dog, and this is what it ended up being.
Okay, not weird at all, but okay.
Well, I've watched the same old sunset on a million different towns. I've held at the moon all night, and I've slept on the ground. Seems like I've been everywhere and nowhere all the same. Been called a thousand things, but nobody knows my name. Just an old stray dog.
Out here on the road again, ain't got a prayer, ain't got a friend, and it's been so long. I spent half my life just running, and the other half getting home. I've had somebody take me in more than a time or three. But every time the new wears off, I'm back out on the street. And when it comes to free man, what you see is what you get. If I ain't a four-legged rambling jack, well, I'll be a son of a bitch. Just an old stray dog. Out here on the road again, ain't got a prayer, ain't got a friend, and it's been so long. I spent half my life just running, and the other half getting home. Maybe someday my father, if they ever make a fence that I can't jump, just an old stray dog. Out here on the road again, ain't got a prayer, ain't got a friend, and it's been so long. I spent half my life just running, and the other half getting home.
I need everybody to go. Thank you.
Trying to write a song about that, and this is what came out. It's called Little Red Wagon. You had a little red wagon when you were a kid.
Ooh, it's hot.
We turned that thing into planes and trains and pirate ships. We made a lemonade stand. You thought you'd get rich, but with all that time we spent behind it, I'm the one who did. And you crawled before you walked the ending land. You grew out of training wheels and reaching for my hand.
I got that.
Where does the time go? Okay. Don't it go so fast? You try to live in the moment, but before you know it, the moment's past. Oh, watching you grow up is giving me life. And I'm proud of who you've grown into, but I wish sometimes that I could rewind, put you right back in. That little red wagon.
I'm gonna sit back over there.
Okay.
I used to listen through your door till you make believing. Talking to your dinosaurs in a bedsheet fort when you should have been sleeping. I used to cut your pancakes, tie your shoelaces. Oh, you don't. Much for me anymore, but I hope you know I'm always here for you. There's nothing you could ask that I wouldn't do.
I'm watching you grow.
It's giving me life. And I'm proud of who you've grown into. But I wish sometimes that I could rewind, put you right back in. And a little red wagon. Flyer is in the air. And one day your babies will have, and you'll say, oh, where does the time go? Don't it go so fast? I try to live in the moment, but before you know it, the moment's past. Oh, watching you grow up is giving me life. And I'm proud. Sometimes I can rewind, put you right back in that little red wagon when you were a kid. You turn that thing into planes and trains.
The demo's gone.